We've had a lot of cases lately of women on the big screen taking on male storylines, putting on the Ghostbusters uniform, fighting aliens, or headlining a DC Comics superhero flick. So it's not surprising to see a female-driven version of another familiar plot, the one about a wild party that goes horribly, horribly wrong. Scarlett Johansson plays Jess, a young professional with an imminent marriage and a promising political future. We know this because of her Hillary haircut. She's drafted into a bachelorette party in Miami by her BFFs from college. These include Alice, played by Jillian Bell, Jess's needy, neurotic friend who's now a harried schoolteacher, Blair, played by Zoe Kravitz, who chose a bumpy lifestyle of husband and kids, which is not going well, and Frankie, played by Ilana Glazer, a lesbian who has not given up the street corner protests and cut-off jeans of her youth. The movie gets off to a slow start as the women establish themselves and prove they can be as raunchy and inappropriate as the guys in any hangover-style comedy. Then one of the gang orders a stripper. The guy who knocks on their door is inside hardly a minute when Alice literally jumps his bones and fatally clonks his head on a fireplace mantel. So now what? How to hide what they've done with the dead guy gushing blood all over their immaculate rented beach house, which, by the way, is glass on all sides and lit up like a softball field. The frantic hijinks about what to do with the body are predictable and not very funny. The movie has to rely on two characters as strong points. One is Kate McKinnon as Pippa, who's kind of an outlier to the group. She's Jess's best bud from her semester she spent in Australia. McKinnon, always a welcome addition to an ensemble comedy, comes in chewing on her accent, insists it's kind of racially insensitive when she's called a Kiwi, that's a New Zealander, and is relatively chipper even when she's butted off a ski-doo and mauled by a dog. There's also a subplot, which gets better as it goes along, centering on Jess's hapless boyfriend, Peter. When he hears on the phone that something's gone terribly wrong, his circle of metrosexual buddies convince him he's got to lead-foot it down to Miami. So he jumps in his car, equipped with an adult diaper and a supply of Red Bull and Adderall. The writer-director, Lucia Aniello, has a background mostly in TV comedy, and her co-writer, also a past collaborator, Paul W. Downs, plays the frantic boyfriend. Their story includes more surprising characters turning up at the front door. In the beach house next door, a well-buffed, hedonistic couple is played by Demi Moore and well-known Park City restaurateur Ty Burrell. And a pervy guy glimpsed at a gas station is played by one of the buddies from the Sonic drive-in commercials. See, this kind of thing proves more interesting than the plot. In the end, the story doesn't go to a really dark place, and amazingly, the crisis turns out to be a learning and bonding experience for the girlfriends. Rough Nights doesn't have much of a future. Maybe they'll dump it out in the desert where no one will ever find it. For what it's worth, it gets 2 out of 5 stars. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, I'm Rick Bruff.